is Art Dirt, Radio, coming to you from New York City. Art Dirt, Radio.
Hello, I'm Glenn Lauer, Director of the Museum of Modern Art.
We're looking at a group of three German
Hello,
military
I'm Glenn Lowry,
officers,
Director of the Museum
the
of Modern Art.
Hulks of their bodies speaking to the devastation wrecked on like Germany and on the heroic figure of the invulnerable war hero by
so
World War I.
And then at some point he just abandoned it.
When art historians talk about Dada, they often use the words
it all and moved to the south of France to some castle or something and painted like those really weird like
the mechanical jaw of the man on the right bears a small portrait of the artist who like many of his contemporaries had initially greeted the war with excitement.
David Sally.
Oh yeah they like the torso the headless torso things and this and that.
Or they were like double images, you know, in one point. He's doing a lot of interesting things. They were like very
When art historians talk about Dada,
Welcome
they
to
often
Dada,
use the word
the first major exhibition in the United States to focus on this important avant-garde movement.
Athletes, dancers,
Dada emerged
gymnasts,
during a period of profound
so
social and psychological
the
crisis.
Of the
International in scope,
the new role
with centers in Berlin, Cologne,
in
Hanover,
Germany,
New York, Paris, and Zurich.
Right
Dada reacted to the horrors of World War
I
and to the shock of modernity itself with irony, humor, and moral outrage.
Gave way to ambivalence.
The artists believed that art really had to engage.
Hello, I'm Glenn Lowry, Director of the Museum of Modern Art. Hello, I'm Glenn Lowry, Director of the Museum of Modern Art.
Curator Anne Umland calls this work a haunting meditation on the physical
Leah
and psychological
Dickerman,
effects of
Leah Associate Curator
war.
Of Modern and Contemporary Art at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, co-organized this exhibition with Laurent Lebon, Curator at the Centre Pompidou in Paris.
Which shows the countries where women by 1920 had the right to vote. And up in the
this
upper left-hand corner of that small map is Hirsch's own self-portrait.
And Dada begins the chamber of power activity.
Recognition.
So Dada
begins
to rest rather than we coming to Dada.
How much Dada was a profound ethical response to historical circumstances.
Coming from the mass and but
a sympathy involved in his portrayal.
Right-hand side,
Anne Umland is a curator of painting and sculpture at the Museum of Modern Art.
Above a silhouette figure as fundamentally in reacting to the devastation of World War I,
like
in an even more
profound
way, the Dada elements are grappling with
the Dada. They often use the words
of modern world.
They were bound by a common interest in poetry, wordplay, and abstraction. As Leah Dickerman notes, it's painted on an inverted botanical chart and plays on the botanical term graminaceous.
Dada emerged simultaneously in Zurich and New York, two cities that provided neutral havens at the onset of the war. You can enter the exhibition in two ways, a choice reflecting Dada's dual points of origin.
This is a newly accessible world, and its foreignness seemed to be very appealing to Ernst. He took this print and reinforced it with gouache and blacked out sections selectively, oil paint, combining
art,
organic cells with machinic parts and creating this very fantastic biotechnology.
Enter on the left to begin in New York. On the right, I hope you enjoy the provocative exhibition. For detailed instructions on using this acoustic guide, press 1-0-1 at any time. I'm Glenn
Lauer. Venus pencil. Anti-art.
The background consists of one of Hausmann's sound poems.
Enter
simple
on the left.
Letters that and, were randomly like
chose
letters at Hausmann's request
and
by a commercial printer
and, visual,
and
the
then were intoned in public
is perhaps
performances.
Better seen than in this series of seven arpeggios.
Berlin Dada was more militant and cutting than its Zurich counterpart.
With a penchant for poetry and photomontage,
he adopted the satirical pseudonym Johannes Bargel, a surname taken from the German word for cash.
Hello, I'm Glenn Lauer.
Artists tore into the German establishment with reckless abandon, eviscerating the system they believed responsible for World War I. Max Ernst's closest collaborator in Cologne, was arrived in New York from France. The Sun showed wealthy insurance driver artist financed some of Ernst's early endeavors.
Schwitters was famous largely self-taught. Huge entry in Berlin's club.
This was Leah Diderman's display in Paris.
John Hartfield, and I think Rudolph Friedman of the Hum, the first international Dada fair.
Curator Leah Diderman takes aim at and seeks, as he once said, to deflate all ideas of grand art.
When art historians talk about Dada, they often
can be heard in this gallery. Bold and provocative, he loved to excoriate the German establishment. The term Dada itself, French,
the main
for
aim
hobby horse,
was clearly
German for there, there.
And the group hired a photographer to take pictures, which then they distributed
for
to various newspapers.
The copy of Dada's provocative piece did
no more space left for anyone
as
to
the attention of German authorities.
On the left,
it was suspended from the ceiling, as you see it here. Around the torso is a band that says, "I come from heaven on high," the refrain from a well-known Christmas carol.
Why Schwitters Ernst spec this work all
curator
by itself.
His youthful face is framed by a visor that looks like a soldier's cap
dedicated to
World War I, in which both he and Ernst had served in Cologne.
And on the left is the Philistine that should be upset by Dadaism poetry. It is the German writer and intellectual
who explodes with rage because his in order to understand this work of art completely, one should drill daily for 12 hours with heavily packed knapsack in full marching gear on the Tempelhof video, Mertz magazine.
In Hanover, Dada was largely a
and on the left. Hello, I'm Glenn Lowry, director of the Museum of Modern Art.
When art historians talk about Dada, they often use the
word. On the left,
it's a scathing piece of self-stroke, not only of traditional German militarism, art but like Schwitters, German poet, and the interplay between the verbal and
the literary.
Collage is introduced and photo montage. There's an overall inspiration of implicit markings of scratching on barroom tables of things written half secretly, half overtly,
and an even society.
And it also draws upon so many of the strategies key to Dada. Chance,
Schlichter
in the
was
first
charged
place,
with slander and military.
Could mark where there was room to do so.
At the same time, it's
interesting, too, because, of course, this very central presentation of an eroticized female demigod exceeds to the self-massaged elements of the system, I suppose, on either side, but at the same time, Michael
aim at art history at the same time
as the lower center, writing diagonal struts that support the larger central structure, all poised in a way that suggests impending movement. But then if you try to go further and think how would they actually work together, you realize that there is no coherent mechanism. It is a completely dysfunctional machine
and an even conscious.
When curator Anne Umland,
Picabia's cacodylic eye is a wonderfully radical group
Twitter
sort that results in his
using materials of all kinds
with about 50 different friends from fragments
with a pen. In the war, things were in terrible
trouble.
Out of parsimony, I took whatever I found because we were now in an impoverished country. One can even shout with refuge, and this is what I did.
And an even
his youthful face is framed by a visor that looks like a soldier's cap, alluding to World War I, in which both he and Ernst had served.
Here's the roto relief thing. That's really cool. It's amazing.
Egg beater. Each one of these seven boldly graphic images came with a very particular title.
Hello, I'm Glenn Lowry, director of the Museum of Modern Art.
You can see the
Hello,
first one's
I'm Glenn
title
Lowry,
is Mustache
director of the Museum of Modern Art.
Hans then as you Arp move through the series, there are different
on a
forms
of
projects,
including this one, published in Schwitters, Mertz magazine.
Poetic
they were bound by
Hello,
a common interest
in Chinese
writing,
director of the Museum of Modern Art.
It is a singular demonstration, I think, of the importance of group dynamics in Dada. There is no single author. It is covered with collage, doodles, puns, aphorisms, irreverent phrases from such a variety of different machine with no name is a wonderful example of his so-called machine style. It announces the sort of pervasive mechanomorphic imagery that pervades Dada art.
Curator Anne Umland.
It's such a strange structure.
It's a big one, I guess it's 32 by 40. You want to smoke before you go in the museum? It never was exhibited. What were the grounds for the museum?
Each one of these seven boldly graphic images came with a very particular title.
Moving we went through the first 20 or 30 pages. When we came to D, I put
Richard
my finger on the word
one of the co-founders
as soon as we had mentioned the word
Dada
to our friends,
they
became extremely interested
to find
as,
a name for
as if a spark had been lighted.
We didn't know talk about
his
usual
face is framed
so
by a visor that looks like a soldier's cap, alluding to World War I, in which both he and Ernst had served.
Or anti-art.
And as you look across the surface, there are different forms, naval bottle, mustache watch,
you get a sense
egg beater,
of the incredible
Arabic
variety
eight.
Of
all
materials
of the titles
used,
and the shapes themselves
are
carefully
arrayed
open
into
to
a
basic grid
as
format.
Many associations
it's a newspaper,
as possible.
Address
there's
and
a fabulous
labels,
fairy tale
textured
materials
that might emerge
like burlap,
from these different bold, graphic, yet elliptical forms arrayed before us.
Hello, I'm Glenn Lowry, director of the Museum of Modern Art.
Parodies the age-old idea of art as a window, as a picture onto another world. Chance enters into this work not only in terms of its transparency, which subjects its composition, in quotes, to constant change, but also in the way that damage to the glass that occurred during transit was welcomed
Marcel
by Duchamp
to be
as
looked
an
at
intervention
from the other side of
the
glass
the
with one eye close
the
to
images
for almost
an
objects,
hour.
The lines
is
and forms
basically
that
a Duchamp instruction
within
piece
and
one
on
of
that.
Many
works that suggest a
form of the audience
of Bargeld
imagining himself
curator
and
classical
woman,
but
in many different ways
which
to
the beginnings of Duchamp's
throughout
interest
Dada.
In
strategies and interests that move outside conventional
to
aesthetic
as
realms.
Many associations it, as possible.
There's a fabulous fairy tale like narrative that might emerge from these different bold graphic yet elliptical forms arrayed before us.
This isn't really like a summertime.
Yes, that's right.
At the information desk.
Okay. Hello, I'm Glenn Lowry, director of the Museum of Modern Art.
Hans Arp collaborated with Kurt Schwitters on a number of projects, including this one, published in Schwitters' Mertz magazine.
Hey.
There
you go.
There's,
what's his name?
That was easy, right? Look at this. Artist pass.
Egg beater.
Sales, what is that?
Each one of these seven boldly graphic images came with a very particular title. Moving along the wall, you can see the first one's title is Mustache Hat. Then as you move through the series, there are different forms, naval bottle, mustache watch, egg beater, Arabic
nice.
Eight. All of the titles and the shapes themselves are purposefully open-ended to
what?
Provoke as many associations as possible. There's a fabulous fairy tale-like narrative that might emerge from these different bold, graphic, yet elliptical forms arrayed before us.
Thank you. Got it. Two people in? Okay. Where's the... What were we coming here to see? It's not $20. That's how much you're charging for per person. $20 per person? Shit. So I thought, like, damn. There's like a space out here. What are we here for?
They were bound by a common interest in poetry, wordplay, and abstraction. Anne Umland.
Art, like Schwitter's, was a poet, and the interplay between the verbal and the visual, the slippage between the two, is perhaps nowhere better seen than in this series of seven Arpaden, published in 1923.
I thought I was going to have to pay $20. Instead? I would have felt like, hey,
thank you.
Thank you. Very interesting. Very different lights. Give me a break. Now what? Where's the elevator? Where do we get up there? Where are we? Who's on first? Elevators to galleries. So we got to go out that way after all of this?
Hello, I'm Glenn Lowry, director of the Museum of Modern Art.
3D rendering of a pyramid that floats up ahead are as baffling as the work as a whole. They suggest an interest in optics, in peoples, in looking, in perspectival conventions of rendering. It's a picture that is vaguely cosmological, pseudo-scientific in the extreme, that evokes diagramming and mapping, but that at the same time cancels or perturbs any sort of seamless illusion.
Hello, I'm Glenn Lowry, director of the Museum of Modern Art.